Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. All hail King George! That's King George DePoe of the Pacific Island nation of Tonga. He was crowned yesterday. It's the first coronation there in more than four decades. Tonga's pretty small, just a strip of islands east of Fiji. But when a new guy takes the throne, the folks there know how to do it up big. His Majesty had two ceremonies, one a traditional kava celebration, and the other a Western affair, complete with gold scepter and white ermine fur cape. There was also a week-long imperial bash featuring three coronation balls and a huge pig roast. Hey, it's good to be king. Siwa Lafitani is a Tongan journalist based in Australia. Of course, he flew back for the royal fete.
There have been sports, different kinds of entertainment, day and nighttime, dances, dramas, hip-hop competitions, and multicultural activity for different ethnic groups here. Every day there have been activities until 12 midnight.
Now, Tongans have been pushing for British-style democracy. There were mass protests in 2006. But Mr. Lafitani says they also want to hold on to their thousand-year-old royal tradition.
Even the pro-democracy movement, they still want the king to be there, but they want something more like the British system. You know, no one here has told the world that we don't want our king, you know, anymore. That's the heart of our culture.
The king has vowed to reform the government, even hold popular elections for parliament in 2010. Just can't seem to put down that scepter. Until then, the poor island nation has to face a king-sized coronation party bill. The festivities cost Tonga $2.5 million. That, of course, was the Tongan national anthem.